We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Good Friday, and hope you're looking forward to a weekend with family and friends. Easter Sunday for many Christians, the Orthodox. Easter is in May. Marty Griffin enjoyed a week off. He'll be back with me on Monday. Part of our team, reporter and colleague, Tamira Rush, with me this morning. And Tamira, you know this story very well.
Many
people heard the story. Aliquippa, Class A, forced to move to 5A. And when the schedules came out and saw who they had to play, and this is a perennial championship team. And we have the mayor of Aliquippa with us, Dwan B. Walker. Mayor, good morning.
Good morning. Welcome.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Thank you both. I appreciate it. Good morning to you both.
And I want people to know, Mayor, a lot of people credit you for turning Aliquippa around on every level. And recently, you came out of that economic cloud that has hung over the region for a long time, too. So you've had a lot of positive things, but this one sticks in a lot of people's throats because a lot of people don't think it's fair. So tell us the story for those that don't know what the PIAA did to Aliquippa.
Forced us to move up to this hostile, I call it hostile work environment. So they forced us up to 5A with a single enrollment when we already volunteered to play up a level, to play up in 3A. And then they moved us to 4A and used words like competitive balance and transfers to hurt a team. And then, you know, fast forward to that this year, they took out, health and wellness. So it seems like it's only affecting Aliquippa. It's not affecting anybody else. It ain't affecting Southern Columbia with 7 state championships. They haven't been moved up, haven't been touched. So somebody has to make it make sense for me. So in my community and in our school district. So that's where we are now. So hey, they must have thought we was only good in football. They must have forgot that we have some intelligent people in our city who won't sit and stand by and let this happen.
Mayor, I'm just going to cut to the chase. I mean, I've been hearing about this story for a very long time. Is race a factor in all of this?
I mean, let me just look at it. So it has to. Because if you're being competitive, if you look at the PIAA mission statement, if you look at what they talk about, you know, and then all you hear about, well, why are y'all complaining? The last time we interviewed the stay at 4A, he was like, well, why are y'all complaining? Y'all got all these big linemen. Like, what does that have to do with anything? This is still about health and wellness. So if you take that out and competitively, I do think it's special. I do think it's motivated. So, I think it's a hostile board trying to just make a point or something. I don't know what kind of point they're trying to make, but they're trying to do something.
So when you say, you talk about safety, so is it, safety, so you're saying safety is an issue, or because, you know, I read on social media and, you know, the naysayers are the ones that basically saying you guys are afraid to play the bigger schools.
No, never. No. Listen, at 7 o'clock, we'll be at the line flipping a coin to see who's heads or tails. It's not about that. That's a pride thing. The human side takes over when it comes to that, where, hey, you got somebody's child out there going against a platoon of teams and a platoon of players. We're not afraid to play anybody. Get that out, scratch that off the book of us being afraid of anyone. This is about heart thing. This is about a mind. This is about parents. This is about families who, like, man, you know, you got 40 kids, 30 kids playing against 60, 70, 80 kids, you know, platooning them in. You know, it's not that we're afraid. No, we're talking about health and wellness. We're talking about peace of mind. you know, the ones that make, you know, the teams that we're playing are affluent, got money. You know, the insurance is not a problem for them taking their kids to specialties and getting them worked on in a problem. That's a problem for us. You understand? So, you know, it just doesn't make sense for somebody to say we're afraid. Come on now. You don't win that many championships and be afraid of anyone. You just, but at some point, the pride got to settle down and the heart got to take over. And the NCAA is missing that.
We're with Aliquippa Mayor Dwan B. Walker. So, Mayor, there's a suit filed on Aliquippa's behalf against the PIAA. And you pointed out to me that the amount of money some employees make at the PIAA take this far beyond a nonprofit group.
Absolutely. I mean, absolutely. Just think about it. Like, so if you're looking at it, just I'm glad you brought it up, Larry. So if you look at the I'll tell you right now, just so you have some proof about what we're talking about and some context to it. Let's see.
You're looking.
You've got three employees. Three employees made almost $557,000. Three employees did.
Doing what?
$15 million worth of revenue. Like, think about that. Like that, you know, and where you get your money from? So you're not a cub, or you are an organization that you have to pull from a gene pool. You have to get out and pull superintendents and different things. We had a couple of superintendents that sit on a PIAA board. So you can't say you're individualized. You can't say that you can do what you want. That's false. You're making your money off the school districts. And the school districts are what? Some are private, some are public. But you're making your money off the school districts. So that does not give you the privacy. You can't be private. You have to be open and show your books. No, if anybody has a right to know, you should have that turned over immediately. You shouldn't have any questions about turning over information to anyone, because you do have superintendents, school board members, people in the community on your board.
So you're hoping that this suit will allow that information to be revealed. Again, three employees of the PIAA making $557,000. And this is what you're claiming. And you're saying don't take into account the other expenses and benefits. $15 million in revenue, $8 million in temporary cash assets, $12 million in total.
$12 million total assets. I mean, that's not an association looking out for health and wellness. And that's not an association looking out. Because if any employer, if you go anywhere, first thing they talk about is mental health and wellness, making sure we got work-life balance. This don't sound like none of that to me.
So what's the next move? The suit has been filed. When do you hope to hear?
Like I said, now they got it in their hands. It was just sent over to yesterday to Dr. Woods. I got to applaud Dr. Woods and the school district. Again, they must have thought we were just good in football. They didn't realize that we had doctors and lawyers that were born and raised in Alcoa who actually give a damn about what happens to our kids. And again, if you talk about who our mascot is, that is an act of war. We do take that personally.
Mayor, real quick, final question. What are you telling your kids? How are you keeping them together mentally, emotionally? What are you guys saying?
They understand the task at hand. They know no matter what comes, what may, we preparing to be ready. If it is 5-8, they're preparing. Coach Mike Wolfe will have them ready. So, again, at 7 o'clock, they'll be at the 50-yard line, flipping the coin head to tail and getting lined up ready to play. That's what we're doing. We can't worry about the uncontrollables. Like, now we did our part. They know that everybody's fighting for them. So now, you know, that little pride thing kicks in. We are from Aliquippa. We will play football, and we will do it. We will be good at what we do. But at the end of the day, they know we're fighting for them. They know that. They know that this whole city is pushing and fighting. So they know that. So now all they got to do is do their part. Like Coach Mike Warfield said, y'all do your part and we'll handle everything else.
All right now.
Good luck, Mayor. Thank you for the time.
I appreciate you both. Thank you so much for the opportunity. Thank you.
And happy Easter.
Well, happy Easter to you both.
Aliquippa Mayor Dwan B. Walker. Download the free Odyssey app. Take us with you anywhere you go. It's AUDACY. Odyssey. And it is your gateway to some important news and weather information, even high school sports. Tamira Rush is in the air studio with me. Now you don't have to go out in the street and report today.
I don't have to. That doesn't mean I don't want to.
I know you do, and you're doing a great job. Been with with the team for 28 years.
Okay,
but no.
I mean, you said this since six o'clock this morning. The audience keeps going on and on.
Audience turns over. They don't know. You think people sit there for 4 hours and know?
They know me.
Well, they know you. They know you. Spitting fire.
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, come on. I've been here, you know, long time.
All right, I won't mention the 28 years again.
It's a joke, Larry.
I just want people who have tuned in to say, put a context to, okay, what's Tamira doing?
Who
is Tamira if they don't know? Just like
everybody.
I used to talk about this all the time. There are assumptions that people make about who they talk about.
True.
Even in this business.
True.
You say Ed Gainey. Well, before you say that the first time, you should say Pittsburgh Mayor Ed Gainey.
Correct.
There's a context.
True.
Just like you would the governor or any elected officials. Same thing with anybody you bring on the air so they understand the context of who your guests are.
Oh, okay.
In this case, you're Tamira Rush.
I'm
Tamira Rush. 28 years, Tamira Rush.
So just say my age for crying out loud. It's cool. I'm good with that. Not a problem at all.
So in terms of being a producer for so long, hearing so many other people have their say, you also, even as a reporter, though, if you abide to journalistic, you know, it's really not about your opinion or any other reporter's opinion, although we know those lines have been blurred for a long time.
Yes.
Especially on television, especially at the network level. You no longer have a very fewer totally legitimate newscasts without influence of some school of thought.
True.
In a perfect world, like Lynn Hayes Freeland, who you know very well. We talk to every Tuesday. Our colleague spent 40 years as a reporter on television with KDKA. But in reality, it wasn't about her opinion. She was telling the facts of the story.
Right.
But then she had a chance to give her opinions about certain stories.
But she transitioned after she retired from TV.
Right.
Right? So when you watched her on TV, you knew you were getting information that was fair and balanced.
That's the goal.
Yes.
And that's, I think, what people want, and I think they don't get enough of.
And that's a huge reason why a lot of people have this disdain for the media, right? Because people don't come to hear you give your opinion all the time, especially when you're a news anchor.
Well, that's what
and
a
reporter.
Talk show is for.
Correct. So I think people have gotten to in a position in their lives where they're like, just tell me what it is. I don't care about your opinion about it. Just give me the story. And we've transitioned from that because social media is a powerhouse. We find ourselves here chasing stories that we've read on social media because people have phones. Information is out quicker. So in this business, we're chasing stories. But to make me a great reporter is that I do my investigation on stories that may have started on social media.
Check sources, be fair, both sides.
Always.
You know, offer information as facts that you have vetted. What's lost in this conversation for a lot of people is that social media is not necessarily news, although people feel like, and they do, get a lot of tips, say, about stories. Oh, I saw that little video, or
right.
I saw that on social
media. And they
media.
Form an opinion off of that.
Right. It's like us giving baseball scores for the league. How silly it is in this age.
But I think, okay, I'm going to play devil's advocate, because my daughter has my youngest, Kayla, she's gotten more into news articles and reading more through social media than she's ever been, right? So I think that's why the younger generation, they're against TikTok, because, and they're upset about the whole TikTok ban, because a lot of times our children outside of the all of the craziness that generated on TikTok. I think my kids, they get all of their news. They're not listening to 10:20 a.m. They're on their phones.
Yeah, but they're not watching TV either.
No, but they're getting it.
And they're not reading the newspaper. Right, they don't even know what that is.
Right, but they are getting information. They are getting information. Now, whether the information that they are receiving is accurate, that's for her to determine and find out.
They have to learn to filter that themselves and not take everything they see as the truth on social media.
But my daughter would say, and I would push back on you, and I would say, how do I know what you're telling me is the truth?
How do I know what Marty is telling the truth?
How do I know what Paul's delivering is the news? The news is true. How do we know?
Well, it's going to be chilly for this holiday weekend, but it could be worse. And when the weather does turn bad, KDK Radio Storm Center is here, brought to you by Mr. Reuter. Call 412-REUTER-2, Generator Super Center and Ireland Contracting. News Radio KDK and Larry Richard with Tamira Rush. Marty back on Monday after his week's vacation. Tamira, I appreciate you getting up a little extra early.
Yes. I was saying some not nice things about you.
Well, the good news is you'll be done a little sooner.
Yes, that's great. I'm excited.
Weekend.
It's Friday. It's Good Friday. So, yeah, I can go home and do some things, clean the house, run around, go see my mama.
This is the time, I think, a lot of people, when you hit April, especially since Easter's come so early this year, you really try to lock down on your plans for the summer. And I was looking at all the shows that are coming to Pittsburgh. And one of the shows that didn't come last year was Beyonce that was scheduled for Acrisure and they bypassed Pittsburgh.
Canceled.
And she has come out with a country song.
Texas Hold'em.
And
this is Texas.
Well, you know, Samantha, do you have Beyonce's song, Texas Hold'em, yet? She said, just to hang on one second. So she's doing music now with, did I see this? Willie Nelson. Who's also coming with that summer show he does, you know, the farmer thing?
Yes. It's fantastic. What could be wrong with Beyonce?
She's a talent. I mean,
transitioning,
let's be honest,
to,
well, Taylor
country
Swift
music.
Transitioned
from Houston, Texas, for crying out loud.
Texas Hold'em.
We going
you
down,
like this song.
Down, 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 down.
Oh, wow. I didn't know you
I
could sing.
I love the song. It's so good.
It's all catchy, right. Very much.
You got a little sample for us?
Yeah, it should be in your folder.
All right.
As requested.
That's right, Sam.
Let me do my old disc jockey thing.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh, here we go.
You know, I started in country music.
Here we go. This is number three for you. I'm checking the boxes.
No, I think we should get a dollar every time.
Well, can't you refer to what you
I started this, I did that, and I brought her here.
Oh, don't be jealous because of Christina Aguilera. So I used to work at Y-108. I did country. Y-108.
You have that voice.
Here's Beyonce, Texas Hold'em. All right. Sing Beyonce.
This ain't Texas. Ooh. Ain't no hold on. Hey. They are gods down, 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 down. So park your Lexus. Ooh. And throw your keys up. Hey. Stick around, round, 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 round.
Stick around.
And I'll be slow dance with you. Come pull some sugar on me, honey, too. It's a real live boogie and a real live hold.
There's a line dance to this.
Come take it to the floor now. Woo!
You could.
There is.
It's on TikTok.
So what's funny, we just saw Kale Berger, who's working the mornings on Y-108 Country,
yes,
and he's hearing the music. He's like, what the heck?
That's what I'm bringing.
So Beyonce is coming out with more music with more country artists. You can't get more country, though, than Willie Nelson, who just
She knew who to hook up with, right?
And there is a cover of Jolene on the new album.
Which Dolly Parton.
Yes.
Do you ever listen to country music before that?
No. So she knows exactly what she's doing. Well, she's taking us down the road.
Well,
but country music has a history with African Americans.
I was going to say,
so
let's not look at the start of country music.
I'm about to go there, but I'm not going to go there with you though, Larry, because I like you, but I would go there.
What about Darius Rucker? He was, he's a huge star in country music, but he started with Hootie and the Blowfish. They always called him, "Are you Hootie?"
Yes.
No, it's Darius.
Yes.
Rucker. Mm-hmm. Samantha, do you ever listen to country music? It's very popular these days.
I don't. I like older country music. I don't really like a lot of the newer stuff. I like female country. I think female country is fun.
Who can you name an artist that you like?
Like Miranda Lambert. I think she's. I like country music because it's can be ridiculous. Like it's just so silly sometimes, which is why I love it.
All right. So you're gonna start checking out Beyonce's country album?
Yeah, her album's coming out and. We're going there. We're going to take it there and be happy about it. How can you be upset about Beyonce?
I'm not upset.
Making a transition. I'm not talking about you, Larry, but people are upset. I mean, there were radio stations that were trying not to play her music. Why? I mean,
if people like
hip-hop and R&B has been hijacked plenty of times.
Uh-oh. And here okay comes Paul. Total Recall Paul Rasmussen.
I just want to make the observation that I think that Beyonce is a brilliant business person. She can notice what the success is Kenny Chesney's coming to town. He's going to fill a stadium up. You know, that's an entire audience that she hasn't even hit yet. That's a lot of money and a lot of opportunity there. It's a brilliant move.
Right.
She's a great talent. There's no question. And don't forget, Taylor Swift was a country artist. Then she crossed over.
And it's cool, right?
Absolutely.
It's cool.
I don't have any problem with Beyonce being a country artist.
I didn't say no. I'm not directing.
You know who I like?
Who you like?
You know who I like? Donny Iris. Leah. Do you ever hear this song? You've heard it. Donny Iris. He just had a big show last Saturday, a couple Saturdays ago.
Did you go?
No. I couldn't go.
Oh, my God.
My man still has it. 81 years old,
wow.
T. You know what I say? Music is music to whoever's listening and loves it.
To the soul.
Regardless who's doing it.
Absolutely.
Coming up in our next hour, we're going to start a weekly visit on Fridays with Joe Block, Pirates broadcaster, after opening day in Miami and a nice 12-inning win for the Bucs. By the way, 7:10 is first pitch tonight on our brother station, 93.7 The Fan, and periodically we'll be carrying games too. Larry Richard with Tamyra Rush.
Yes.
Sitting in. Marty's back on Monday, and part of the Get Marty team, Patrick O'Connor, is here. Patrick, we can't thank you enough. The most important part of this show today on Friday is
the Oakmont Bakery Treats.
Bakery delivery. We figured Good Friday, you'd be off, you'd be in church all day, but we're happy that you made the detour.
Because I was about to go there with Marty.
Well, Oakmont Bakery is a religious experience. And man, are they packed. Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, there's already probably a couple hundred people in there all their Easter treats ready for this weekend for family.
Look at them and then put it in the newsroom, and it's like locusts. They just, you've never.
It's like, wait a minute.
The swarm.
Paul, I wasn't going to call you out by name, but anyway, thank you for doing that.
It's not as tenuous since Ron Cook retired.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
He used to get angry.
Oh, like really?
If Patrick was late or for some reason we couldn't do it on a day.
Marty was on at 9, you know, the donuts didn't come before that usually.
He would pace.
Oh, what?
He would pace like across the window here. We have a big picture window that looks into our newsroom, and he would be very angry, Ron.
And occasionally I hear some emails would get fired off to Big Boss Dave.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Are you guys kidding?
We're not kidding.
No. Is this for real?
Oh, yeah, for real.
Paul knows.
Wow. I would just like to say, in my own defense, that the only reason that Mr. Richard brings this up, the locust comment, is because he's stuck in here and I'm free to have one.
I can't get out there fast enough. You're right. By the way, speaking of locusts, Are we supposed to get a brood again somewhere in the region?
Oh, you mean the lanternflies?
Yes.
Or the cicadas?
No, I'm
the
talking
about the cicadas.
Isn't a locust a cicada too?
No,
the lanternflies are coming in April. They're like, they're coming. They're on their way. Like,
where are they coming from?
Aren't we supposed to get
China.
Two broods?
I think two broods this time.
Two broods this year, Larry. Not one, but two cicada broods this year.
Yeah.
Where? Do you know offhand?
I don't.
We'll dig into that information.
My
we'll comment
have that at 9
was when they put out the pastries, when Patrick brings them, it's like the locust hit. We have five radio stations here, a lot of hungry mouths to feed.
Right.
So,
it's Oakmont. It's a big hit.
Yeah. I mean, you can't, listen, you can't get anything better than Oakmont Bakery. Seriously. Like,
we're happy.
That place is a place that you don't mind driving to
right
and standing in line.
Right after the 9 o'clock news, I'll go to work on my blood sugar. This looks like blueberry with some kind of an icing on it. So,
yeah, what's the hot? You were just down there, Patrick. You said it's jam.
Oh, I mean, there's everything in there.
Punchki.
I was in Oakmont yesterday afternoon. Got done with an appointment at 2 o'clock and thought, well, I'll stop at Oakmont and get a sandwich. The place was packed.
You were
packed.
You were loitering in Oakmont again.
Right.
All right.
Ooh, we have some cicada news for you.
What do you got?
We have not had a double brood
since
1803.
And we're getting one now.
So we're getting a double swarm here this year.
Are they coming?
221 years ago.
Where the locations?
Penn
what are
Hills.
The locations?
I heard Penn Hills.
They don't want no smoke because we'll bring it. They don't want no smoke.
Does it say where the
with a follow up act an encore in Pine Township?
Thanks
let's
a lot.
See. Where are they?
Yeah,
coming
you guys
this
can
year?
Handle it.
Let's see.
You guys can pay your people
the
to spray the area.
Most widespread Oklahoma to Alabama and North Carolina.
No Pennsylvania.
Let's see. I think we're still gonna get.
Did you guys remember when John Shumway ate a live cicada on television?
That was traumatizing.
You know what? Pennsylvania
he's,
is not
he's been
on
flying
this
around
list
since,
here.
Huh?
Pennsylvania's not on the
list.
We
are not on the list.
Thank goodness.
Wow.
Well, here, just so people know what it sounds like if you hear something out there. There.
John Shumway's mouth is watering somewhere.
Needs a cicada fix. All right. Thank you, guys. Thank you, Patrick. I'm glad to hear your wife's doing better, too.
Thank you, guys.
Appreciate
Happy
it.
Easter.
Likewise, yes.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.